I guess thirst is Thursday night is New Year's Eve, eh? Mm-hmm. So Friday is New Year's, our New Year anyway. We celebrate New Year. We don't really celebrate, we just recognize it as being God's New Year with the new moon, first new moon after spring equinox. And what got me on this is I saw this, what's going on January 1 with that ball dropping and the celebration all around the world and all kinds of sex orgies going on and drugs and everything under the sun, drinking. And I thought, what's that got to do with God? God's not at all from that stuff. I slowly begin to investigate this thing. And I realize Satan's no ear. God's not involved from that. Got nothing to do with God. Got nothing to do with the real New Year. It's Satan's New Year. He hijacked it. And I went digging into it and observing it. And then began to realize April is usually the New Year. Sometimes it hits March or April. And that's why he got that April Fool, making a fool of God. With this, all this celebration all around the world. I think it starts in Australia. Then it moves west, and it comes to New York, a big ball, and out in the Times Square there. And, oh, man, it's just a orgy, celebration. And Satan's in the rear. And you and I, we investigated it and we realized and found out that God's new year is the first new moon after spring equinox. It's never the same from year to year. It changes. Last year, I think it was April 12th. This year is April 1. And that's what we do here. We recognize what God recognizes. We see things the way God sees it. We don't follow tradition or trend or all that junk. We try to find out what God's heartbeat is. So that's that'll be Friday, New Year's. Thursday is New Year's Eve. So the way we celebrate, we don't celebrate with the turkey or with whiskey or with all that stuff. Most of the time we fast on New Year's. We celebrate with songs and with giving God the recognition that he deserves by recognizing the New Year the way he implemented it. So that's our thing. There's a song here. Bisihera pika kibra. Bisihera hat mi gat kibra. Dar saine grose gite. Bisihera hat der tagunna. Bevart herzen gemeinte, bis hierher hat mich erfreut, bis hierher hat mich geneigt, bis mir geholfen, hab Lob, hab hab Preis und Dank, wir die bisher getreue, wie du, oh Gott, mir lebenslang, bewiesen täglich neue, in mein Gedächt mich schreibe an, der Herr hat groß an mir getan, bis hierher mir geholfen. Hilf erneut mein treuster Hort, hilf mir zu allen Stunden, hilf mir an allen jedem Ort. Mir doch Jesu wunden, damit sag ich bis in den Tod, durch Christi Blut hilf mir mein Gott, er hilf mir, er geholfen. It's just more or less a song of thanksgiving that he, what he did for us throughout the year. Just thanking the Lord that he protected us throughout the year. That's what that song is about, eh? And then, the first and second verse, give God the recognition that he deserves. And then the third verse is a prayer for protection throughout this, the new year, you know what I'm saying? The Lord had brought me hither to, by his surpassing favor, his mercies every morn were new, his kindness did not waver, God hitherto had been my guide, had pleasure hitherto supplied, and hitherto had helped me. I praise and thank thee, Lord my God, for thine abundant blessing, which therefore thou hast bestowed, and I am still possessing, inscribed is in my memory. The Lord had done great things for me, and graciously have helped me. Help me henceforth, O God of grace. Help me on each occasion. Help me in each and every place. Help me through Jesus' passion. Help me in life and death, O God. Help me through Jesus' death and blood. Help me as thou hast helped me. Yeah, giving thanks to God, especially with this year. All the debts, you know, COVID and all that stuff. It pulled us through, not even a sign of anything in our lives.
Yeah.
Not even a whiff of it. That's the God we serve. That's why we celebrate our new year. When God celebrates it, when God ordained it to be celebrated. We don't do it with fleshy desires. We do it by giving God the recognition that he deserves. We see a lot of kakibara. Time is filled with swift transition. None of earth and move can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Trust in him who will not leave you. Whatsoever years may bring, if thy earthly friends forsaken, still more closely to him cling. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Covet not this world's vain riches that so rapidly decay. Seek contain the heavenly treasure. They will never pass away. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. When your journey is completed, if to God you have been true, fair and bright the home in glory, your enraptured soul will view. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand.
There is a land. There is a land
I'm homesick for. Though I've never seen it before, I've got loved ones waiting on that shore. There is a land, and it's not a million miles away, or on some far off distant strand. I'll speed up and there slow down. There is a land.
In some pretty towns, guess you could say that I've been around. Found no place to settle down.
There is a land.
Oh, I'm just a pilgrim here, toiling through a world of fear. My time to leave is drawing near. I'll go to that land.
There is a land I'm homesick for. Though I've never seen it before, I've got loved ones waiting on that shore. There is a land, and it's not a million miles away, or on some far off distant strand. I'll speed up and there slow down. There is a land. Why am I so homesick for? Just not myself here anymore. Waiting for that open door that leads to that land. So I'll dry these weeping eyes, lift my head towards the skies. Farewell to this world, goodbye. I'm going to that land. There is a land I'm homesick for. Though I've never seen it before, I've got loved ones waiting on that shore. There is a land, and it's not a million miles away, or on some far off distant strand. I'll speed up and there slow down. There is a land.
Because my
those hands that were hanging from a tree over the lonely hill that day. He put a song in my heart that keeps me singing. It was Jesus who made me this way.
I was heavy burdened down.
The hand of Satan had me bound. I called on Jesus. He had compassion on me. Then his love came rushing in, and he took away my sin. I was changed. Satan knew I'd been set free. 'Cause I've been touched by the pains that were hanging from a tree on the lonely hill that day. He put a song in my heart that keeps me singing. It was Jesus who made me this way. And the world can take all the things that I worked for through the years. They can take this old house I'm living in. But there's one thing I know they'll never take away from me. And that Jesus who's living within. 'Cause I've been touched by those hands that were hanging from a tree on a lonely hill that day. He put a song in my heart that keeps me singing. It was Jesus who made me this way. 'Cause I've been touched by those hands that were hanging from a tree on a lonely hill that day. He put a song in my heart that keeps me singing. It was Jesus who made me this way.
Dear Lord, it's in you.
you. In all life's frustrations, I need you, I know I do. For the only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. Standing somewhere in the shadow, you'll find Jesus. He's the one that always cares and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadow, you will find him. And you'll know him by the nail prints in his hand. I shall know him, I shall know him, as redeemed. By his side I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him, by the print of the nails in his hand. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's the one that always cares and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you will find him. And you'll know him by the nail prints in his hand. I shall know him, I shall know him, as redeemed. By his side I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him, by the print of the nails in his hand. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's the one that always cares and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you will find him. And you'll know him by the nail prints in his hand. I shall know him, I shall know him, as redeemed. By his side I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him, by the print of the nails in his hand. To be like Jesus, all along, just to be like him, all through life's journey, from earth to glory, I only ask, just to be like him, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, all alone, just to be like him, all through life's journey, from earth to glory, I only am, just to be like him, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus. Lord, I've longed just to be like him, all through life's journey, from earth to glory, I only ask just to be like him. Jesus came unto his own, but his own received him not. He healed the sick and he caused the blind to see. He made a lamb to walk again, and he set the captives free. But to turn their back upon the Lord and nailed him to a tree. What will you do with Jesus Christ as it pleased with you today? Will you let him change your life, or will you walk away? Will you let him change your life, or will you walk away? Jesus Christ is still the same, he'll do the same for you. The peace he gives is hard to understand. He'll be the kindest, truest friend that you have ever had. Don't crucify the Lord again, don't turn your back on him. What will you do with Jesus Christ as he pleads with you today? Will you let him change your life, or will you walk away? Will you let him change your life, or will you walk away? The Lord who died upon the cross will come to earth one day. His coming now is even at the door. Will your soul be ready? Will your sins be washed away? Or will he turn his back on you and say, I know you not? What will you do with Jesus Christ as he pleads with you today? Will you let him change your life, or will you walk away? Will you let him change your life, or will you walk away? Don't walk away. Don't walk away. The Lord who died upon the cross will come to earth one day. His coming now is even at the door. Just about three years.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage supper of the Lamb, and then I tell you what, you do not want to miss that invitation to the marriage supper. About 3 years from now,
mm-hmm.
The Holy Ghost is taken out. And then I tell you, then the devil has full reign. There's no more restraining power.
No.
God holds, doesn't hold it back. Just open season.
Mm-hmm.
God gives everybody a way out. Invitation to the marriage supper. The people refuse it. Revelation says, let him that is wicked be wicked still. What version have you got? I'll read it in NIV, Revelation 22:11. Let the one who does wrong continue to do wrong. Let the vile person continue to be vile. Let the one who does right continue to do right. And let the holy person continue to be holy. What translation do you have?
I got the King James.
Yeah, you want to read it in the King James?
He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still.
See, that scripture was activated. See, that scripture will not allow it to run its course. Prior, when Brother Jackson was here, because judgment starts at the house of God.
Mm-hmm.
The church of the living God, that was faith assembly, mm-hmm. back in that day, at that time. And then, Brother Jackson was here, that scripture was not allowed to be activated, because as long as Brother Jackson was here, you could not be unrighteous. You could not come along with we're in the third day,
mm-hmm.
because he would have nipped that thing in the butt.
Mm-hmm.
He would have put it out of commission. He would have gone in the ring and done a knockout like that Strowman and that McKay. They tried to bring in something different, they were stopped right in dead in their tracks. But Brother Jackson goes off the scene, then that scripture was activated. Let them be. Let them. Like here in my version, it says, let them who does wrong continue to do wrong. Let them preach whatever they want now. Let the vile person continue to be vile. Let the one who does right continue to do right. And let the holy person continue to be holy. That was activated in 2004 when Brother Jackson was taken off the scene. And like I say, it begins at the church. Now all of a sudden it's a free fall. All of a sudden. Everybody that sat under Brother Jackson, they can come out with their own opinion, with their own ideas, with their own teaching, and God's just going to let them go down the road of life, and he's just going to let them do their thing. Only one problem, standing somewhere in the shadows. Yes, who stands there, Jesus, mm-hmm. taking note of everything everybody does. He just lets them go on their spree. Preach whatever you want. Preach the 2 days are done. Preach where the third day. Preach the midnight cry hasn't happened yet. Preach that great tribulation is up the road. Preach all this junk. That's happened. Was got to go ahead 2004. And not only that, then the world followed, America followed stream. What did they get? 2008, I guess. They got a president then that was so vile and so corrupt. The floodgates are open now. Not at first, but before he left his 8 years of presidency, it's a transgender. Mm-hmm. Every filth that you can think of. Mm-hmm. God is sitting back and he's just letting it happen mm-hmm. because that scripture is being aggravated. If you had a law and order, then that scripture couldn't be activated. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If you had a justice system, that's right. But the justice system is so corrupt because of that one scripture. Let him that be filthy still. What's that filth going on in the U.S. with transgendering and all that stuff? You can see it right there. And you wonder, I get the question, you know, where's God? Why is he allowing this war in Ukraine? Why is he allowing this thing in the White House? Why, where's God? Well, God is where he's always been. He's in his word. Mm-hmm. He's given mankind an option to live holy and upright before him in love. Or, you can read it over in Deuteronomy. I was reading it yesterday. Moses told the children of Israel, if you do observe his law and his statutes, the blessings of heaven, there's just no end to mm-hmm. the blessing that God will bestow on you. But if you don't, then he'll take great pleasure in destroying you. Mm-hmm. And then Joshua was reading in Joshua the same thing before he left the scene. As for me and my house,
we will serve the Lord.
We chose to serve the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And they all at one, and one voice said, there's no way we're going to turn away from the Lord after all the good things he's done for us. And they all said, for us, we're going to serve the Lord too. And see, they were blessed. They were so blessed. God gave them that land. They had cities that they didn't build. They had vineyards that they didn't plant. All these blessings came on those people because simply they chose to serve the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And then, a generation later, they started serving these gods, and at the end of the day, they were completely annihilated and destroyed, and where God said, I will take great pleasure in destroying you. That's why this calamity came over the children of Israel,
mm-hmm.
that to this day, they're in exile. The 10 tribes are still in exile. And see, that's where God is when he... If you ask me where, what's going on? Why is God allowing this war in the Ukraine? Why is God allowing this to happen? Well, mankind. He's given mankind a freedom of choice. You choose what's right, and then God will take care of things. I was thinking yesterday, I guess I was thinking about this conversation we're going to have today, and to prove to you how God will protect those that put their trust in him, watching this fire a few years back in California, where this whole city got burned down, the old town. I don't know whether it was paradise or...
I think it was around the paradise area.
But whatever the town was, Anthony Hopkins had a mansion in that town. And that whole town burned down. But Anthony Hopkins' house stood there. It was a red big house, mansion. And I read up about it, Anthony Hopkins. Back in the day, he had a drinking problem. And I think it was his maid that...
No, it was he joined the AA. And it wasn't just not successful, but he kept joining it. And somebody just once told him and said to him, why don't you give God a chance?
Yeah.
A lady. And then, you know, it kind of hit a light bulb in his head. And that's what he did. He gave God a chance and...
Quit drinking and he turned to God.
Mm-hmm.
And then when that fire came... You could probably still pick it up on YouTube somewhere. All you're going to see is a big red mansion sitting there. And the fire all around his house there.
Mm-hmm.
See, the proof is in the pudding. God will still do that for you today. And the proof is in the pudding. You and I, we decided to follow Jesus and to live by his statutes and by his... And when that COVID came through, we didn't even think about... protecting ourselves any way, shape, or form. To us, it was just like business back in the 60s, or 10 years back before this thing hit. Didn't bother us none because we have decided to follow Jesus. See, that's what God taking care of those that put their trust in Him. You can read it over in the home, and where it says, God knows those that put their trust in Him. And that's why God is allowing this thing to learn and remember the very thing. Let him that is wicked, let him be. Go for it. Do whatever you want. Because that scripture is now activated.
Mm-hmm.
He can't hold it back. If you decide you want to be wicked, go for it. If you want to go out there and preach false doctrine, go for it. Because at the end of the day, when they come and they want to come in, and they knock, Lord, didn't we? And you're an man. And it's these preachers and the Pope. They're the most wicked of them all. Because he sees, they come and they knock and say, Lord, didn't we in your name cast out devils?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't we in your name, didn't you teach us on the streets? Didn't we prophesy in your name? And what does he do? He calls them workers of iniquity. That's what the Bible says. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just quoting the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
He called them workers of iniquity. They're part of that stream here. Let him then be wicked still. Let him that be unrighteous still. What does it say? Let him that be righteous.
Let him that be righteous still.
See, let him be righteous still. And righteousness in the eyes of God is believing the word and saying the word the way it was meant to be said. So when he put unrighteousness there, is twisting the word. Let him that be filthy. Let him that be unjust still. It's all... It's a free fall. Go for it. If you want it. And they put this thing in the White House there. And now it's like, oh man, the Democrats, nothing is evil enough.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is wicked enough that these people won't do. God is, Jesus is standing in the shadows.
Mm-hmm.
He's allowing it to happen because that scripture is activated. And see, they say, where's God? Well, he's in his word. God cannot change his word. He's not going to let people get away with it. Yes, even God is accountable for the Word of God. He can't change the Word of God. Because now, back when he had that great council, he saw what mankind is going to do, and he gave mankind the freedom of choice.
Mm-hmm.
And he has no other option except to let them do exactly what they want to do. That's the day and hour that we're living in. But he has given us, the Christian world, a commandment, you know. To live right and upright before Him in love. And to and then it says over in Nahum, like I said, He knows those that put their trust in Him.
Mm-hmm.
You put your trust in Jesus, then you will somehow make it through this jungle that we're in, this terrible, terrible lawlessness and this wickedness and all that filth that's out there. And that's why you and I, we're trying our level best to stay as close to the Word as we can. That's why we're we're recognizing the new year on Friday, April 1. That's when the new moon is.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they think we're crazy doing things like that, but we're not followed by tradition. We don't follow the trend. Mm-hmm. We follow the Word of God.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, mm-hmm. it'll pay off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way we operate here. We don't care what people say, do, or think, because mm-hmm. we're not motivated by the crowds, you know?
No.
We're out of the box.
Yeah, uh-huh. And that's what, you know, that's all the deceiving spirits out there, like all these prophecies that come out, mm-hmm. all these, oh, the Lord spoke to me, and he showed me all this about the end time, what the mark of the beast, and this and that and the other, and they're out in left field. See, they cannot be right if they're not in the channel that God has ordained
mm-hmm.
before the world began, when he had that great council. He had a plan. And in this Laodicean hour, that star, that seventh church age, Laodicea had a star, a messenger. And that angel spoke through Brother Branham. And then he continued through Brother Jackson. You have to follow that stream in order to see the picture in the Word of God. If you don't, everybody can come out with,
mm-hmm.
The Lord spoke to mm-hmm. me today. How do I know it's the Lord? It's like this vision. They call it Lady of Fatima.
Fatima.
The Lady of Fatima. And they had these visions. And the devil can give you visions because God has allowed him to see certain things. Okay? And that's the thing. So Russia, they have it in for Russia. They call it Mary's Immaculate Heart has a desire to convert Russia. And so how they get to Russia is through Ukraine. Because Ukraine is a headquarter for corruption.
Mm-hmm.
Every, like the United States, the deep state, they call it the deep state, but I call it the whole image of the beast and their structure. They've made a headquarters in Ukraine with corruption. And a lot of corruption comes out of it. Like the Catholics will not, the devil doesn't like to expose himself. So he has different entities that he works out of and through in order to camouflage to the world who the real enemy is. The real enemy is the Vatican.
Mm-hmm.
That's scriptural. 666, the office of the Pope. Mm-hmm. That office is the abomination. And through that office is where the devil gets all his ideas hatched out of. So Ukraine is just a diversion right now to take your eyes off the real problem, what's going on in the world, and that is Rome, the Vatican, that Pope, that seat of the office. And when you look at that that vision of Fatima, Lady Fatima, it's all about that their last stands is Russia, communism, and Catholicism. Communism has always been an enemy to Catholicism. And that's where all the war started out, mm-hmm. is because they clashed. And then now they want to go against Russia. And in the end, they're going to succeed because it's scriptural. God is going to put hooks in Russia, in Gog and Magog. And why? It's because when you look at the whole stance, there can't be two forces like communism and Catholicism ruling. So it has to be that image, that mark of the beast in the last part of the week of 42 months where Satan is let loose.
Mm-hmm.
And he incarnates that office of the Pope, and he is that wicked one that it talks about.
And then in her was found the blood of all the martyrs. People, you mention something about the Vatican on YouTube or on Twitter or anywhere, they think you're crazy. But see, behind it is the spirit of Satan using the Vatican, but the Vatican has to hide her true color.
That's right.
So she, George Soros,
right,
the United States, and now it's Ukraine. See, what happens over in Ukraine, it's behind it is that spirit of Satan, the UN. And they're advertising all that, and they were luring Putin in to this fight, because Putin knew that these labs they have there, for chemical labs and whatever, he knew what they're doing. They want to have so much of this chemical that they will, if they can't get Russia this way, they'll get it through this chemicals. And Putin found out, knew about all that. So that's why he went in there, because he knew they were out to get him. Behind it is the spirit of Satan. And the spirit of Satan still wants to control the world. He's got everybody, except he doesn't have China yet. But once he's done with Russia, he'll try to manipulate a way how he can go after China. Right now, he thinks he has America. God is allowing this thing in the White House. That, you got to remember, Satan has never left his ambition that he had back in the prehistoric about taking the throne of God and everything. That when he got kicked out, that ambition went with him. And ever since then, he's had ambition to take over the world. That's, you see that in World War II. But see, God won't allow him to go to ever do that. Only Jesus will ever control the world.
That's right.
Satan can only control that Middle East that he did through Babylon, and then through the Medo-Persians, and then through Alexander the Great, and then through the Romans. That's his only empire that he'll ever have. He has got no mandate to control North America. He's going to influence, and he'll go so far with it. That's pretty far. He's gone pretty far to destroy America with all this filth and all this transgender. That's all etched out in the Vatican, in these abortions. They can put up a nice front like they're against abortion. They're all for it, because that's all they've ever been doing is kill babies. And that's trademark, but they got to hide themselves. And you and I, we're practically the only ones that know behind that is the spirit of Satan through the Vatican. That's the weaponry that Satan uses. What? To take over the world. If you can't take it over, you destroy it. So he's trying to destroy the Western civilization. That's why he's trying to destroy America. Bringing in all these drugs. And using China to bring in these drugs. And people get focused on China. It's not China. China is just a scarecrow.
It's not.
He's using China, the Vatican is. He gets the ball rolling and he sits back and laughs. And he loves... He loves wars, because after the war, he can go in there, take over the country.
Yeah, he even made a statement about war. But there is an article that says here, "I have also been reminded these days of the Rosary connection to Russia. On March 15, the Vatican announced that Pope Francis, heeding a request from Catholic Bishop of Ukraine, will consecrate Russia and Ukraine to the Immaculate Heart of Mary during a penance service on Friday, March 25th, Cardinal Konrad Krejurishki, the papal almoner, will carry out the same act in Fatima on the same day. This will be but one moment in the centuries-long history of association between the Rosary and prayer for the conversion of Russia." So
it's driven by a spirit.
It is, and it's it's all about how it's everything is associated with the Vatican, because there's two forces in the world. You know, when Nebuchadnezzar came to get the Jerusalem, because they failed to abide by his rules and by Deuteronomy 28, and Nebuchadnezzar came, and he was God's servant. Because they refused to abide by his commandments and his laws and his ways, statutes. So God raised up Nebuchadnezzar to take them into captivity. Mm-hmm. And the same way with the whole world, when people forget God, there has to be an entity there that will, if chastisement.
A punishment kind of
punishment,
thing.
Yes.
Or a police force. Mm-hmm. And that thing is God. The Vatican is God's weaponry.
It's still
that these four kingdoms, they're still God's servants.
That's right.
They were back in the Medo-Persians. It happened to be God's servant because the children of Israel were in bondage and over in Babylon, and then it was time for them to go back home.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a king there, Darius, and he gave him the right to go back and build up the city again. See, he's still a servant.
Mm-hmm.
Some to good, some to bad. Nebuchadnezzar, if they would have obeyed Nebuchadnezzar, they would have flourished, because he said, God said, he'll look after you. And those that came under Nebuchadnezzar's yoke, they had it good.
Mm-hmm.
But those that rebelled, they got destroyed and eventually got killed.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I say, it's still, even under Alexander the Great, he was still God's servant. And then through the Roman Empire, was still God's servant. Because at the end of the day, he said, I will call for my servant to rain fire and brimstone on Gog and
yes,
Magog.
That's right.
Who is it? It's NATO.
Uh-huh.
NATO is going to destroy Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Not the whole country of Russia, just their war capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And once this thing is over, there's Ezekiel 38, 39. One, that is over. That's just up the road here. That could be next month.
Mm-hmm.
And, 2 months from now.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be sooner than very soon.
Uh-huh. But see, like, if that's not been in God's plan, like, let's say, Russia taking over Ukraine and you know, becoming this world force, it's not biblical,
yeah.
You know? So the thing that has to be established is that beast system, and not Russia. Russia is not the Antichrist, and that it has to... It has to fade away in the background, Russia, because there's only one entity that's going to have its say in that area is that biblical beast.
That Roman Empire.
That's right. So when these things are just a diversion right now.
And Ukraine is neither going to be in Russia or in the NATO.
No, it's not part of that.
Ukraine stands by itself.
Uh-huh.
When this is all over,
yeah,
done with.
Mm-hmm.
Germany and these countries that you can go get a map and on Google Maps see what the Holy Roman Empire, the mm-hmm. land that they conquered, that mm-hmm. they had. Even England is in that.
Mm-hmm.
Now here in the end time it's being put together.
Mm-hmm.
God is allowing it to go together. And once
the
middle of the week happens, then all hell breaks loose. Mm-hmm. And Rome's in charge just like they were back in the Dark
mm-hmm.
Ages.
And those wicked will do wickedly.
Yeah.
That is part of the wicked.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're righteous and you live righteous, these things have no effect on you.
Exactly.
Because God has these things. If you're outside of the will of God, that's what you fall into, is in the hands of these wicked entities of the world. These will always be in this side of the millennium. In the millennium, it'll be a different story. Jesus is going to rule with a rod of iron. It's going to be a righteous judgment. And there's not going to be no Supreme Court that are
corrupt.
It's going to be righteousness will be the rule of the land, not wickedness. Right now, Satan has the upper hand here.
You wonder what's going on in America. Like America, I've seen it the other day. Somebody had America, the country where God was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
See, back in the 60s when they rejected the prophets of the age, the church has rejected them. And now what you see, you sow the wind and you reap the whirlwind. Now, you can't even in your own mind imagine what's going on in America today.
Mm-hmm.
Pedophiles. Every kind of evil under the sun, simply because they rejected God's plan that He had for America. No, there would be no hospital. He said, Father Branham said if America would have accepted the message for their day, there would have been no need mm-hmm. for hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
What you got now? Now the hospital has evolved into killing fields.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even trust to go fix a tooth anymore.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you can't even trust nothing anymore.
Now they've evolved into, like if they would have followed the obey the prophet and listen to what the prophet had to say, baptism in Jesus' name, go back to the Word, America would be like the blessings of God would just be all over America.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't see these nightmare stories that you hear about the government taking your children and like take them away from mothers. And then there's this filth that's going on in the schools down there where they're teaching this transgender and all this
mm-hmm.
young kids having sex and all this stuff. Oh man, your mind can't even grasp it. But what? Because Satan is running the show now.
Uh-huh.
Simply because when they reject the prophet to the age, they reject God's plan for America. Guess what? God had to give Satan the keys. Mm-hmm. I got a message out there. I don't know what it's called now, but it's one of the conversations we had why Satan was given the keys to America, and that's what you see out there now in full bloom. That is Satan's mm-hmm. empire.
Mm-hmm.
He has brought mankind so low, so far down the ladder that
mm-hmm.
everything goes. Let them be wicked.
Yeah.
Go for it. And Paul talks about in the last days it'll be perilous times shall
mm-hmm.
come. Lovers of flesh more than lovers of God.
Mm-hmm.
And here it is. It's not coming. We're in it.
Mm-hmm. Like we were listening to Trump yesterday to his rally. And as he was talking, I like my mind went back to his 4 years where he was president, and America was shining because mm-hmm. righteousness had the upper hand. The rule of law was put into place where it rightfully belonged. And then you think about this Biden. And you think of everything that is filthy. You think that is everything that is unjust. You think of anything that is unrighteous and unholy. These things are all, like, there is, like, it's a free-for-all.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It almost looks, it is not a country anymore. It's like a free-for-all. Whatever you want to do, corrupt as it can be, it cannot be corrupt enough. That's yeah. what's being instituted. Like Gavin Nunes signing a law that they can kill babies like 2 weeks after or more after they're born. They decide, you can kill your baby. Mm-hmm. Like, how is that not murder? It's murder in the first place. But they can, if they can make it wickeder enough, evil enough, they will do it. That's how far the devil will sink you if you let him.
He's got mankind following mm-hmm. his tracks,
mm-hmm.
and it is the spirit of Satan. And
mm-hmm.
see, like slowly boiling that frog that's been going on since the 60s, the deterioration, and all of a sudden comes sex education. They didn't just right away start what they're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't right away come in with the transgender.
Mm-hmm.
That just wickeder, 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 wickeder,
mm-hmm.
until you got what you see there today. And God's judgment is looming on the horizon for America. That civil war, it cannot be cleaned up unless that civil war.
It cannot.
That's really impossible.
It's impossible.
And that George Washington's vision, that's looming right on the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
And because there's absolutely no way that God will let the wicked get away with their things.
How did they do it in the Bible time when Israel went out to war? They were told to get rid of it all. All the wickedness.
Women and children.
Mm-hmm. They were told just, and God's principles are still the same. But you think this is bad now? You wait till the end of the middle of the week of Daniel. When the Holy Ghost is taken out. It says like in Thessalonians.
I'll read it.
Okay,
got it here, different translation.
Okay, yeah.
Read it in Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now regarding the arrival of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to be with him, we ask brothers and sisters not to be easily shaken, from your composure or disturbed by any kind of spirit or message or letter allegedly from us to the effect that the day of the Lord is already here. See, apparently they were trying to prove Paul wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So they would sign his letter and pretend it's a letter sent from us,
yes,
allegedly,
mm-hmm,
as from us. Let no one deceive you in any way, for that day will not arrive until the rebellion comes and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction. He opposes and exalts himself above every so-called God or object of worship, and as a result, he takes his seat at God's temple, displaying himself as God. And that's Mr. Vatican,
mm-hmm,
Mr. Pope.
Mm-hmm.
Surely you recall that I used to tell you these things while I was still with you. And so you know what holds him back, so that he will be revealed in his own time. When it says here, so you know what holds him back. The Holy Spirit is holding him back.
That's right.
So that he will be revealed in his own time. For the hidden power of lawlessness is already at work. See, nobody believes them when they say it's Vatican.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hidden power.
That's right.
Of lawlessness is right in that Vatican, right in that Pope, right in these Jesuits, right in that whole infrastructure, because it says in her was found the blood of all the martyrs.
That's right.
For the hidden power of lawlessness is already at work. However, one who holds him back will do so until he is taken out of the way. One who holds him back. It's the Holy Spirit that is holding him back from completely taking over everything.
Absolutely.
He's holding him back until he be taken out of the way. And then, here's your 4 years from now. Once them prophets are killed, and then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will destroy by the breath of his mouth and by the manifestation of his arrival. He'll be allowed 3.5 years
mm-hmm.
to do his thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jesus comes on the scene and he destroys them, chains them up, throws them into hell. But here you have it just so crystal clear. And then the lawless one, the Pope, will be revealed. Now he's evolved into a man of sin. And because Satan is kicked out of heaven and he incarnates it,
mm-hmm.
at Pope.
Mm-hmm.
He will be revealed, whom the Lord will destroy by the breath of his mouth and wipe out by the manifestation of his arrival. And, you know, when we talk about, when we tell people, suppose, even after even we read the book of Revelation, they marvel at him.
Yes.
Yeah, they don't believe us.
Mm-hmm.
And even back there, when you see all these things, they marveled.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't believe it. But here he was, the man of sin. The rival of the lawless one will be Satan's working. See, that's after the middle of the week. The last part of the week of Daniel. And we're in the first 3 months of the week of Daniel. Six months of the week of Daniel. We've got 3 more years till this all happens. The arrival of the lawless one will be Satan's working with all kinds of miracles, signs, and false wonders. I got this translation here. I found this translation. It brings it up pretty good. And with every kind of evil deception directed against those who are perishing because they found no place. And here's the key. What jumped out at me today. Because they found no place in their hearts for the truth so as to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
See what we say? How long have we been trying? I've been hemming for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
But talking to people face to face. And if, can't you get it, what I'm saying? See, it says here, they found no place in their heart.
Yeah.
They found no place in their hearts for the truth so as to be saved. I'm telling them the truth. I'm telling them baptism in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling them who the Vatican is. For 10 years we've been hammering away
mm-hmm.
on this website. And before that, for 30 years I've been out there hammering away that Father, Son, and Holy Ghost baptism is a diabolical baptism. It's Satan's counterfeit baptism that he, what's the word now? he robbed the real one. He there's a word. It's his counterfeit, whatever. Mm-hmm. This counterfeit baptism, and it has no power. It has nothing. There's nothing there, because it's Satan's thing. Consequently, God sends them a deluding influence, see, because mm-hmm. they could not receive the place in their heart. They had no place in their heart for truth.
Mm-hmm.
Consequently, God sends them a deluding influence, so as they will believe what is false.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you got. All surrounded, all over. They believe this charismatic thing. They believe these preachers. They believe this John Hagin. They believe this Kenneth Copeland thing. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says where they're going to end up. Workers of iniquity.
Mm-hmm.
And here they are. Consequently, God sends them a deluding influence so that they will believe what is false. And so all of them who have not believed the truth, I'm being very blunt, if you do not believe mm-hmm. this here message, this here invitation to marriage supper of the Lamb, this is your destiny. And so all of them who have not believed the truth, but they lied and evil, will be condemned.
Mm-hmm.
This is your only way out of here, to the marriage supper of the Lamb. If you reject this invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb, at the end of the day, he'll come in, he'll send his army,
mm-hmm.
and he'll destroy these murderers, and he'll burn down their cities. Just as plain as daylight. Anyway, to me and you it is.
Mm-hmm.
But we ought to thank God always for you brothers and sisters, loved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and faith and the truth. He called you to this salvation through our gospel, so that you may possess the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold on to the traditions that we taught you, whether by speech or by letter. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by grace gave us eternal comfort and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good thing you do or say. We're just continuing from Paul.
Mm-hmm.
We're holding on to the doctrines
mm-hmm.
that we've been taught.
That's right.
We're holding on to the things that Brother Jackson brought us.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the things that you've been taught. Hold on to the things that you've been taught and continue now in them.
Mm-hmm.
We're just continuing on with that strain that once God was done with that great council back in Ephesians 1. He had himself made himself a blueprint, and bingo, he began creation.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing he created on that stream was that first angel. And we don't know how many eons of ages that all took. But finally, there was that last angel that God created, was mm-hmm. Lucifer, the son of the morning, the most anointed cherub, filling up the sun. And then, once that was done, that stream kept flowing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he began to create the universe. And then he began to create planet Earth as a laboratory. I'm going to test these legions and millions of angels that he had just created. And he's going to put out there as a testing stage. And then, but see, he gave these angels a free moral aid. You can serve God. He gave each one of them a job to do in a state.
Mm-hmm.
And you can keep your, you can do what I've ordained you to do. Stay in your estate. But see, back in Jude, some of these angels, they stepped out of their estate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where sin come in. They left the first estate, and they began to build up their own estate.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says over in Peter, the angels that sin, or vice versa. And Jude it says, and then to Peter it says, but eventually when you leave your estate, you become a sinner. That's where sin come in. They did their own thing. God had to destroy these angels in Jude, and they're still chained up.
Mm-hmm.
And then he going to test. Then he had to destroy the planet, and then he tested again. But this time he's testing the morning stars. And then Lucifer fell, and then when Lucifer fell and did his thing, then God had to destroy his planet again. And then he started up with Adam and Eve, and of course they made the wrong choice. And that's why you have all the this chaos in the world.
Mm-hmm.
He told them to eat, partake of the tree of life. And that tree of life was sex for reproduction purposes only. And the tree of knowledge is good and evil was sex for pleasure. Mm-hmm. Under Satan's advice. Mm-hmm. So that serpent was enticed by Satan. And see, that's why mankind is where they are today. But God said he's going to send someone to make everything right. He's going to send Jesus
mm-hmm.
to make that mess right that mankind had chosen to do. And all you got to do is believe what Jesus did in the Calvary, and everything is hunky-dory. And then you got to just follow the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. led by his Spirit. It's just a very simple program. Like it says, you know, his Spirit will lead and guide you into all truth mm-hmm. once you've accepted Jesus Christ. Because it says the Spirit of God will convict you of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Mm-hmm. That's what he did with me back when I was about 20 years old. All of a sudden, I began convicted. I was afraid of hell. Then Jesus came by my way, and I accepted him. And then the war begins, you know, with the Spirit and the flesh. And sometimes you take 10 steps back and 9 ahead, you know. It's been a war ever since.
Mm-hmm.
And you're led by the Spirit. And then the Spirit of God, it says, you repent and you get baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of your sins. And then you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And guess what? The Holy Ghost will lead and guide you into all truth. That's where he has led us, where we are today.
Right.
He has led us into all truth.
Mm-hmm.
Simply because mm-hmm. we're following that stream.
That's right.
That stream is continued, like mm-hmm. I was saying, back in that angel and then Adam and Eve. It's all part of that stream that God had instituted.
Mm-hmm.
And then back after Jesus resurrected, went to heaven, he came and showed John exactly how he's going to operate throughout the grace age.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to operate through these seven stars in these church ages.
Mm-hmm.
He set up these church ages back in the mind of God in that great council. And we just have to tap into this knowledge, you know, because we were serious when we committed our ways to the Lord,
mm-hmm.
led by His Spirit. And we see a crystal clear picture. Now, if you don't come under that canopy of these seven stars and you go out there and preach your own thing, well, how can I trust you? Because Satan has infiltrated every aspect of society.
Mm-hmm. And you can see it even when Brother Jackson went off the scene, God was continuing on. There was still that stream going. And when you stood up down in Cartersville and give your testimony how God showed it to you about the midnight cry,
mm-hmm.
and they rejected that.
Yeah,
that's when they rejected Jesus.
Yeah,
just like the preachers of America rejected the message for their day, Brother Branham, and just like the Branhamites rejected Brother Jackson when God used the vessel, Brother Jackson, to continue the work. Because Brother Branham appeared to Brother Jackson in a dream and he said, I want you to go speak for me. He didn't say, can you go speak for me? He said, I want you to go speak for me. He was the only one that God could use after Brother Branham was Brother Jackson. And then when Brother Jackson went off the scene, the Holy Spirit was already working to set up the next phase. And that was when you stood up and give that testimony about the midnight cry and they rejected it. And when you listen to them, they have become minefields. They have. And because I was listening to Governor, because he had a title that kind of got me curious about the reset of the nations or something. So I kind of was curious about, okay, what does he have to say? Because to me, it's this way. If you have not continued on, you're not going to have the truth for your day and hour. And then I listened to him about 2 minutes. I fast-forwarded to where he was talking on charts and stuff like that. And it was all a rehearsal of what, when Brother Jackson was here, all a rehearsed out, like when we went to, when we were on the colony, we had to do a lot of memorizing, like a lot of memorizing. Like, it's almost like from 8 to 5 you were in school, and from German school to English to German, and we had to do a lot of memorizing. And that reminded me of standing up there and just by memory repeating everything that Brother Jackson had said. See, if Brother Jackson would have repeated everything that Brother Branham said,
we would have been nowhere.
We would have been nowhere. It's the Holy Spirit that stream is always moving on. It's like the revelation continues. See, Brother Jackson saw things for his hour and time. That was the truth for your day and hour. But it has advanced on now. And if they do not come under this channel here, then they're going to be left out in the cold. Yeah. And it was so vivid to me. I was actually kind of in a daze after I listened to him. And I thought to myself, these people are in a time capsule. It's almost like they're in a time capsule of that era of time. You know, you always talk about Zeitgeist.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes
the spirit of the age.
Spirit of the age. Sometimes you will see an 80-year-old hippie. He's still caught up in the hippie era.
In the 60s.
He has not advanced on. That's the same way with a lot of churches. Like the Brenhamites have not, when you will look at them, they will look exactly like they did in the
60s. Like in the 65.
Long hair and everything, their dress code, everything has not changed. And they even look alike. And the same way when Brother Jackson was here, the time lapse has been already 20 years. And they're back in that time.
They're still in that era.
The
Jacksonites are mm-hmm. all back. Governor mm-hmm. and all the... They're still living back. They have not moved on.
Mm-hmm.
You and I are the only ones that moved on because mm-hmm. we have continued on.
That's
see, we
right.
were all uh-huh. we were all being tested, eh?
That's right.
Like that vision I had, he's taking them down to the water and he's going to test each one of us. We were tested too. I had a test before me. I didn't know what's going on here. And you were sitting here, you were saying your water's getting murky, and then I told you about the vision I had about God taking the church down to the water, mm-hmm. like back in the days of Gideon, was a type. Now he's taking all these that are under Jackson's canopy back down to the water to see who is going to go into the next phase. And the next phase is, who is then that? Mm-hmm. Singular. He was looking at me. He was singling out somebody. Who is then that faithful and wise servant the Lord has put in charge to bring forth this meat in due season? Mm-hmm. Who's bringing meat in due season? The governor? Not the way I see it. Is it Allen? James Allen? That's not meat in due season. We're in the third day.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Davis and his crowd? That's not meat in due season. The 2 days are done.
Mm-hmm.
We're the only ones that produce that meat in due season. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of things that Brother Jackson said, we do not believe in a rapture the first part of the week. We do not believe that all these people that are standing on that pulpit there are going to bring forth the thunders
mm-hmm.
because the thunder sounded back in 63.
Mm-hmm.
And then, see, a lot of things Brother Jackson said is a trap. Set them on slippery slope and then lead them down to destruction.
Mm-hmm.
You think God is playing games? He's setting it up in such a way that if your heart is not right, you will be found coming up short.
That's right.
And if you don't move on and continue in the things that you've been taught. See, we've been taught things from Brother Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to also know that in that ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, There's that fan that's in his hand. Mm-hmm. There's that fan that's whirling to separate.
Mm-hmm.
I heard Brother Jackson say one thing. Brothers and sisters, separation is on.
That's right.
We're being separated. And you better know what you believe, and you better know why you believe.
Mm-hmm.
And see, you and I, we took this thing serious. The minefields, the vision, and then you got that scripture, remember the things you've been taught, and remember you've been taught them from.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on to the doctrine that we've been taught.
And continue thou on.
Yeah, continue
it's
thou on.
It's very important. Hold on and continue on. Because the times we're living in, people like Brother Jackson did not know the time we're living in now because God knew that he's not going to be alive. So he only allowed him to see certain thing up to a certain point because he knew he was not going to be here in this era of time. Just like the apostles when they asked Jesus, will you at that time restore Israel? And Jesus said, it's not for you to know because you're not going to be here anyway. So God reveals it to the present time.
Yeah.
Because it's irrelevant for Daniel to have known back in 700 BC, 600 BC.
He longed to see it.
Yes, he
wanted. Oh, he begged that angel. Mm-hmm. Don't worry, Daniel. Then you go to sleep and you will get up with your lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then those the Thessalonians, Paul comes along. It's not for you, Thessalonians.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't know exactly how it's read there. But he said, don't be, what does it say? Thessalonians.
Like times and seasons.
Oh, it's not for you to know the times and seasons which God had. Or that. So you're not believing in that time frame.
Mm-hmm.
And the same with Brother Jackson. He was saying, Brother Jackson, he wasn't saying it. He was just, when you look back now, that's mm-hmm. really what he was saying to Brother Jackson. Because Brother Jackson wanted to know so bad.
Yeah.
And when the Lord was saying, not so many words.
Mm-hmm.
Rejection is not for you to know.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I would have had to tell Daniel and those in Thessalonians. But you're not believing in that time frame.
Mm-hmm.
But he says to me, saying, I'm coming soon. And he tells me, he's going to show it to me, that midnight cry, mm-hmm. simply because I'm going to be living in that generation.
And he gave you that vision where you saw Brother Jackson desperately wanting into that door. He had a set of keys, and those set of keys represented those seven things that he wanted to preach on,
mm-hmm.
and he had the full authority on those seven subjects. Nobody ever taught on those things like so beautifully like Brother Jackson did and brought it out so eloquently and made the picture come alive.
The two laws of Eden, the mystery of the
woman of Revelation and those seven topics, and he could do it so beautifully. But there was one key that God did not grant him, and that's the key to the time key. And that's what God gave you.
Like I said, I had a dream. He was desperately, he had to ring a key. Oh, did he vigorously try to get that lock to work, mm-hmm. to open that lock. And I came along, and in his desperation, I said, Brother Jackson, I have the key to that door. You want mm-hmm. me to open it for you? Sure do, brother. And he stepped back, and I just went over. I had one key in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
One key only. Went over, turned it. Opened the door for him, and he went in that door.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been my speech. That's been my, like, almost like a broken record, coming to the Lord.
That's right.
When the day the Lord mm-hmm. came to me, 2 o'clock in the morning, saying I'm coming soon, something took over my whole makeup, and that's my only... Mm-hmm. That's my only message, the coming of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And God, by His grace, allowed me to see, as time went on, a midnight cry.
And they rejected it down in Cartersville,
yeah,
Georgia, when there was that meeting. And these preachers were there, and they rejected it. That's why God has not moved them on one iota. In fact, He gives them over to a lie, because mm-hmm. they did not have the love for the truth in their heart. And it's hard to say that, because there were people that you loved. There were people that you
respected,
and you had fellowship with those people. And it's hard to say these things about them, because you remember them as it was when you had fellowship with them. And it's hard to come to the real reality of it, that they have not moved on. In fact, God gives them over to a lie. We're in the third day. Well, actually, that was already, Ellen was already out of that. Like, we're in the 2 days.
The two days are done.
Mm-hmm, the 2 days are done when they weren't done, because God works specifically with time. And it's very important to him. That's why he set those feasts so precisely, so that we can know the time that we're living in. And it's hard to say these things about these preachers, about Governor, about Davis, and Bobby Stewart, and Tim Relaford. And these were people that you had a heart for, and people that you personally knew. And but you have to face the reality. They rejected it down at Cartersville, and God could not move them on. And now they're stuck in this time capsule, and only God can get them out of it.
I remember the Lord that was dealing with about for 3-4 months about sharing this at Cartersville. Mm-hmm. And I was coming over Monte Eagle. I think my marker 135. And the Lord spoke to me, saying they're not going to put it on the internet. It was kind of like a sadness,
mm-hmm,
that they're so far slipped that when I do share it, that they're not going to put this on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't even know how I'm going to get to the pulpit.
Mm-hmm.
So that was Friday, and then I got there, and it was Saturday, and then I got there, and I figured, Lord, you'll have to get me to the pulpit. And I think it was Saturday night, they called Tim, do you have a song? And they called on Tim, and I heard, Sam, do you have a song?
Mm-hmm.
You know, my ears said, Sam, do you have a song? And Tim Rella was sitting right behind me. And when he saw me get up, like he was already getting, mm-hmm, up too, but if he would have sat in front of me, I'd have sat down quickly, because, mm-hmm, I didn't want to go out there. But I just kind of put the fleas out on the Lord. Lord, you'll have to get me to that pulpit, but I'm not going to, mm-hmm, volunteer to go up there. And then I heard my name, Sam, do you have a song? So of course I went up there.
Mm-hmm.
Then I shared, that's the Lord gave me to go ahead to share this, the Midnight Cry thing with them. And,
mm-hmm,
here I am up there yapping away, and here everybody knows he didn't say Sam, mm-hmm, said Tim. And I could feel the pressure there. I mean, I had to really talk to get it out there, like for myself. But I got it out there, and then sure enough, they took that whole song service off the internet.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't put it out there for the whole world to see.
Mm-hmm.
When I said, that's what disappointed God so much.
It did, because I was on my knees and I was speaking in tongues. And the Lord gave me the interpretation of it. And what he said was how much it grieved him what they did down there.
I believe it.
It grieved him so terribly what they did down there. In rejecting that.
I didn't feel the grieving. I just felt a little bit of a sadness coming up over when he said, Sam, they're not going to put it on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the Lord was sad,
mm-hmm,
that that's what they're going to do. And where are they today? Where's Boyd?
Mm-hmm.
Up, caught up in some...
Brother Boyd, he compromised.
He
was taking a stand there, and then all of a sudden he collapsed and compromised, and God just took him off the scene, just like that. And people don't take that serious. They almost think like that's the norm.
Mm-hmm.
That's how things should be. Like, do you think it's normal for Bud to get Alzheimer's in his 50s?
And then disappear?
And disappear just like that, be gone? Do you think that's normal? No, it's not. God is not that way. But if you forsake his ways, like it says in Psalms 9, The Lord is known by the judgment which he executed. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. The wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God.
Yeah, pretty tough. A man has been in the pulpit.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is going to happen to these people that preached all their lives? God comes to the saint, workers of iniquity. And like I say, standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's mm-hmm. watching very closely. He's not even blinking his eye.
Mm-hmm.
He's watching every move everybody makes.
Mm-hmm.
I seen him one day. I was going to go warn Mimps not to go up to that Hefner powwow.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord says, Sam, I want you to treat that man with the utmost of respect. I am watching everything that's going on. And then I didn't say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I just let them go up there, join the powwow, do your thing. And where are they today?
Mm-hmm.
None of them is preaching anything that has any value.
No.
Just rehearsals, rehearsals, and rehearsals.
Mm-hmm.
You'll all have to come here. God, like I was tearing my brains apart back in the day. How is going to God clean up this mess?
Mm-hmm.
Even amongst the Benhamites, there's some very serious people that I got to know back in the day mm-hmm. when I was with the Brennanites for 3 years. And I think about them a lot. And I'm telling them, God, how are you going to do this? And here's a very simple program. They all have to come under this canopy, under this chapter here. Just because I say that don't mean it's not valid.
That's right.
But a lot of people, like that one guy, throwing it straight to my face, saying, I wouldn't believe what you're saying even if I knew it's true.
Because mm-hmm.
it's coming from you. Well, I thought, that's to your demise.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know at that time that I'm that person that God has owned out from before the foundation of the world to bring forth that meat and cheese and to deliver that living water.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. I just found that out maybe a year or so ago. Back in the day when he told me to pick you up, and he said, without you, there is no program. I mean, everything is obsolete that I've done up till then. And then it took the two of us to continue with this program. That's his program. We're just vessels.
Mm-hmm.
Don't blame us for having this job. Just a job which God has owned us out before the foundation of the world. Someday you'll thank us. Let's say we would neglect us to have these conversations. Where would they find it? It's nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't going to get it from governor.
Mm-hmm.
So we're the only two people where people can tap in and find the day and hour they're living in. Nobody will tell you the day and hour we're living in. Nobody will tell you that we're 6 months into the week of Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody will tell you that we only have 3 more years until the marriage supper of the Lamb, mm-hmm. until the prophets are killed. No one will tell you that. But they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We're the only two people that know that. We're the only two people that God has qualified to bring forth that meat and due season. So imagine if we would shirk our responsibility
mm-hmm.
and do what they all want us to do, to shut up,
mm-hmm.
get rid of this animal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where would they be? Right now, we're nothing to them.
Mm-hmm.
But as time goes on, someday they'll realize if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't know nothing.
That's right. Nothing at all.
We're just doing our job.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind this job because I've been on out for it. It's the only thing I can do.
Mm-hmm.
That's today. That's what's going on in America. Let him that is wicked be wicked still, because God can't change it. What's God doing? Well, he's just letting his word be fulfilled.
That's right.
That's all.
That is all. His word will be fulfilled. Every tittle.
And you have a way out, just like you and I, we that COVID didn't even whiff. We mm-hmm. didn't even miss a beat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we put a mask on so I could go in the store and so we could go in and buy groceries and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't going to pull up a fight with them.
Mm-hmm.
But we're never going to take the jab.
No.
That's what they're trying to lure people and taking that poison shot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a genocide. It's killing. What did you say the other day about they can't sue the government for
jabs? Yeah, your even health insurances will not cover because they were saying that you took it on your own choice, and therefore, if you die, and if a family member dies because of that jab, you cannot sue them because it was your choice to take it, and they will consider it as suicide. If a person dies because of that jab, because you willingly took it, and then you committed suicide.
You're supposed to know it was a dead shot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I heard the other day. And even the insurance companies will not take the claims and stuff like that, because there's so many of them. And then the next token is the insurance company will not take the claim if you're vaccinated and injured. And if you are not vaccinated, then you have no protection. You see, you see the wickedness of this world. There is no law, no rule of law. Everything goes.
Yeah, that's why God gave us Psalm 91, you know. Mm-hmm. You can read Psalm 91. You want to read it. We need to be reminded of it from time to time. Because He gave it to me 6 years ago.
He gave it to me 2 years ago. I've never had something like that. I was sleeping. I had a dream. I saw all the books on the shelf of the Bible, and there was one book on that dream that came towards me, and I read it, and it said Psalms 91. And it says in Psalms 91, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noiseless pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thy eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion, and the dragon shalt thou tremble under feet. Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation."
There's a few ifs in there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There's something in there about truth.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's your truth. You're going to receive this. You got the package.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about that, that Paul Uber that preached sometimes on that McConnell.
Chris McDonald.
And he thought he was one of the best, you know, very serious. And here he dies from COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, I guess he wasn't genuine. He believed in the Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
Something there in his life that wasn't true.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about that lady over there, that Eugene's wife, and she claimed, you listen to kind of Copeland and all them charismatic things.
Mm-hmm.
And then one night the Lord... We heard he was very sick, her husband was very sick, Eugene was very sick,
mm-hmm.
and they thought they'd have to amputate his leg, and we were just driving by there, well, there's no point going in there, and that night, the Lord laid him on my heart to pray for him,
mm-hmm.
And we got down on our knees and we prayed for him. And he survived. He made it through. I think he had to go to the hospital for a few days. I went back the next day or a few days afterwards and told him what happened. I said, we had to get down on our knees and pray for you. And in my heart, I was wondering, why didn't she? Mm-hmm. What was she able to pray for? Mm-hmm. And then we went back to see him here last week. And he told me he spent 2 weeks in the hospital. And I thought to myself, why didn't your wife, she's in this Christian thing or whatever it is that she's in, why didn't she pray for you? And then you wouldn't have had to go to the hospital. Mm-hmm. Like I was going to ask him, next time I see him, I'll ask him, like I had something going on in my stomach and I got Lorraine to pray for me and realized that cancer. That cancer came out. Mm-hmm. Why didn't your wife do the same thing with you? I'll tell you why. She's not connected to the source. She's not these signs that follow them that believe. See, the proof is in the pudding. We are believers, eh? Mm-hmm. These signs shall follow them that believe. That guy came in here, we cast the devil out of him. He said, in my name they'll cast out devils. In Jesus' name, that devil had to go. He couldn't get out fast enough. And then that cancer did the same thing. When you prayed, you laid hands on, that cancer couldn't leave fast enough. I had to get to the washroom real fast. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Why didn't it work for her? Well, she's not a believer. Mm-hmm. She believes in this charismatic stuff. Mm-hmm. And next time I go there, I'll ask her why it didn't work. Just to let her know. You're in the wrong belief structure.
That's right.
You believe this charismatic stuff. And this kind of Copeland stuff. They're workers of iniquity. They use trickery to do their thing. And all the money they got and the two jet airplanes and the mansion they're living in. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. So this is here it. You got to come on board, believe it, and you're on your way to the marriage supper of the Lamb. It's only about. The reason I'm saying about, it's about 3 years from now, where the marriage supper of the Lamb is. Because they'll say right now, they'll say, oh, no man knows the day or the hour. That's what I'm saying about. Mm-hmm. We know it can't happen until the prophets are killed. Because that man of sin is revealed by killing the prophets. Mm-hmm. And we know that it won't take long before he not only kills the prophets, he wants to kill that nucleus of people, these radicals. Mm-hmm. That's next on the hit list. That's why the bride says, come quickly, Lord Jesus. We're the next on his hit list. God is allowing it. He's got free reign. And then the bride is gone. He's going to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And then, what happens? Then, after that, then he goes out and kills that foolish virgin. Mm-hmm. Another holocaust. Yeah. And those Jews. Mm-hmm. That's the program. It's for us, for you and I, it's very simple. Mm-hmm. But see, what the devil does, he confuses everything. Makes it almost impossible to figure out.
That's right.
And we see the picture clearly. That's the only place you'll get the truth is right here in this chapter. And like I've been saying over and over and over again, there's people back in the days coming through the wilderness. They were bitten by these serpents, and then they cried. Moses cried out to the Lord, and the Lord told Moses, put up a brass serpent on a pole, and all you got to do is look at that brass serpent, and they're going to be healed. And the people in that crowd, they would not look up at that brass serpent because they had it in for Moses. Same thing will be here. They got it in for us. Mm-hmm. They're not going to believe what we're saying. Therefore, they would rather choose to go down that dark path into that hour of tribulation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not everybody that's a Christian is going in there. The foolish ones are not going in there. And only those that take this invitation, mm-hmm. take this truth. And then those that are left, they go via the Gulaton. They go on that sea of glass. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many are on there. Apparently quite a few.
Yeah.
Because before the week, John saw that sea glass empty. And it was empty. Then after the week, it was full.
Mm-hmm. And it says a sea can be quite big.
A sea, it's bigger than a river or a lake.
Uh-huh.
It's like Lake Manitoba is pretty big, but the sea, the Mediterranean Sea, that's pretty big, eh?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And that's the sea glass. So there'll be thousands upon thousands probably butchered and slaughtered
mm-hmm.
in the last part of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Antichrist takes over and the Holy Spirit is gone. It's a free-for-all.
Mm-hmm.
Let him, and then it says that blessed is he that dies in the Lord from henceforth.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed is he that dies in the Lord after the rapture.
Yeah.
That's the only way you get to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
It's through the Gullaton. We got the picture perfectly. We could go back from where God had that big council and follow that stream right through the scriptures
mm-hmm.
and be spot on and go right over on mm-hmm. into the rapture of the millennium.
And you can see the mercies of God when he says, blessed is he who dies in the Lord from henceforth. You know, he still has a way of escape.
Yeah.
You know, he still has that provided way.
Yeah, you don't have to go to hell.
That's the God's grace and mercy are so...
See, when this chapter is done here, this living water thing, and this meat in due season, when it's run its course, right away the 144,000 kick in, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's right, right away,
yeah.
They go out and preach the everlasting gospel.
God's grace never ends.
They tell them not to take the mark, stay away from the image. And a false prophet and these things, he tells them, warns them. That's the everlasting gospel.
God's grace never ends. It mm-hmm. keeps on going. But the grace age ends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a difference between the grace of God and a period of time called the grace age.
Yeah.
So people have that a little mixed up. It is, the God's grace continues on. It has been like that throughout the ages of man. Since he created man, grace was always there.
Yeah.
When Adam and Eve sinned, the grace was, I'm going to send a comforter. I'm going to send someone who will make it right.
Yeah.
And all the prophets, they believed in that promise. And the promise came, and the Jews rejected him. And they had to go through a lot of martyrdom, a lot of awful times because of that rejection. And America's the same way. It rejected the prophet to its age. So what do you have now in America? Now it's like the earth is reaping what it has sown. Rejection.
And here we are, unscathed, just mm-hmm. like Anthony Hopkins' house.
Mm-hmm.
Fire all around. There's a big red mansion sitting there. Mm-hmm. Everything burned out.
Yeah.
We are unscathed from that COVID, done even a whiff.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even lose a wink of worries about what you're going to do with COVID. To nothing. Can't come near our dwelling because we have made the Most High our refuge.
That's right. And it says, because he had set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him, because they've put their trust in me, and I will deliver them. And I will set him on high because he had known my name.
There it is.
Mm-hmm. He will call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With a long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. See, the salvation of God. He will show you. But if you reject, he's going to take what he ever gave you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to take whatever is it, because you did not cherish what he's given you. You rejected it, and then God's just going to take it from you.
I know there's people that had a revelation, who I am.
Mm-hmm.
That then he felt the Lord give him a scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And that Kenny,
mm-hmm.
the Lord let him see. And see, when you get a revelation, you've got to hang on to it.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't long afterward, it worked against it. Tried to prove me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Nicodemus, he said, we know.
Mm-hmm.
He was addressing that whole Pharisaical Council. Mm-hmm. We know that you're sent from God. And but many of them, they try to prove them wrong, you know?
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah, it is.
Like I said, they'd rather not look up at that serpent here mm-hmm. than believe a word I'm saying.
That's the end story. They would rather die in their agony. They would rather die in their sin than be saved. And that's a lot of people, and it's sad.
You know, man, if I got, sometimes the Lord does not let me get involved with people, do it's the same. You just carry on and rejoice in the Lord forevermore. Mm-hmm. Lift up your eyes, for your redemption draw nigh. There's a rejoicing in my spirit, in my soul. Mm-hmm. Man, my own kids, they turn their back on me, and there's reason to be sad, but the Lord won't let me. Mm-hmm. Each one has to make their own choices. That's what this is about. That's why God is allowing everything, because mankind has made a choice.
Yeah, that's why it says, let him that be wicked still. Let him be unjust still. Let him that be holy still. Individually, you have to make that choice.
We chose to be holy. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we just had a conversation around your word. A very important subject, Lord, in the hour that we're now living in, with all the chaos going on. I just pray you'll take what's been said, anoint it, inspire it to the hearts of the people, Lord. Most of all, Lord, we just pray you'll give that increase. We just try to put something together. We just do our level best to explain the things that we see, but we miss it by so far. We're not that elegant in all these things, but Lord, we're just trying to express what we see. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, that's what Paul said. So that the power of the Holy Spirit can be at work. That it's not Paul, it's the Holy Spirit that can do the work.
Mm-hmm. And he can show him even a lot more than we're trying to explain.
That's right. Because sometimes you can just read one sentence and God opens up an avenue like you've never seen before.
We're just putting it out there the way we see it. The Lord trod the weak. Allow me, I heard people are wondering, where's God? Well, God is where he's always been, in his word. He's put his word above his very name. That's why we can claim Psalm 91. It's his word. Mm-hmm. God is account to his word. Over in Psalm it says, God has put his word above his very name. That means he's accountable to his word. He can't change it, even if he wants to. Mm-hmm. He's not going to give us a break. The only thing we can do, see how much we can line up with that word. That's why there's New Year's. New Year's Eve is Thursday. That's why we sing these New Year songs 2 weeks prior to the New Year. One a day, sometimes two. By the time the New Year's here, we'll pretty much have them all done. I think there's 14 of them in that book. And that's what you do. We're trying to line up with the scripture.
Because
at the end of the day, that word is going to judge us.
Mm-hmm. That's the end of the day. What you have to be lined up with is, how are you lining up with God's word and the truth for your day and hour?
Yeah.
Like back in the time of Luther, God's not going to require from them what we know. We have been given so much more in this hour. And back in Luther, God's not required them from them.
It's going to be. I think they could smoke cigars back then and go to the bar. Well, yeah. I can't do that.
Uh-huh. The only revelation was faith. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. And then we continue it on. More revelation, restoring more truths. That took us right back to the faith of the apostles, and what's going to be required of this generation is, how did you line up with your truth for your day and hour?
When we heard baptism in Jesus' name, we took a beeline. Couldn't get there fast enough. Mm-hmm. I don't care what the people thought or thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.